This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Live Day is back. Oh, yeah. And we want you with us. Want you with us now.
We're going to be there.
Yeah.
The men's room are going to be there.
Oh, well, I mean, come on. And now people can be there. Yeah, we're letting people in as we're doing Live Day on November 18th at the Snoqualmie Casino.
It's a P-A-R-T-Y because I said so.
She's right, and it's our first time we're having a party with the Rockaholics in forever, and it'll be the first and only way that we'll be able to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Rock.
Lots of good reasons to go to Live Day. First of all, you know, all the sound effects, the commercials, music, everything is done live, so it's a high wire act. Like Steve said, it's our golden anniversary. We started in the 70s, so the Live Day theme, solid gold 70s, baby.
Right, party with the Rock, or as my daughter says, Rock.
Oh.
Party with the Rock.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why she becomes Russian when she talks rocks.
Well, tickets are on sale right now. You can choose from a variety of ticket options. You want more info? You want to buy those tickets to Live Day, November 18th at Snoqualmie Casino? You go to KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Migs, don't be a loser.
And it's Thursday, so let's get cracking!
Release the Kraken!
Sploosh! And Kraken Thursdays are powered by Coors Light.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, just a couple more days till the big, big game.
Did you see the locker room? A lot of pictures are being posted. People got to get a tour of Climate Pledge Arena in the rocker room.
The rocker room!
The rocker
I love
room.
The rocker rooms.
The locker room for the Kraken's pretty sweet. They put instead of putting the logo on the ground, which is always a joke because you shouldn't step on the logo, they put the logo on the ceiling and it lights up and it looks phenomenal.
Wow. Very nice.
Yeah, it's very well done. Kind of got a cool vibe. I think Vicky's got it. It looks just like the locker room at the Kraken Iceplex, but a little bit different. But yeah.
That's amazing. That is awesome. Let's get to our I'm so excited for this. Well, let's get to our contestant for this game. We've got Brad and Sumner. Brad, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Whoa. All right, Steve, get out of here.
All
right. Sploosh. Whoa. For those playing at home, Brad will have 60 seconds to keep working. 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get three guesses per question.
Brad, hold on a second. It's tough to hear with this guy. Dude, is there any way you cannot have all that noise in the background? Brad?
Brad?
Hello?
Brad? Brad? Hello, Brad?
Well, all right. I guess Brad's gone.
Brad?
Okay.
All right, then.
Yes.
You're there?
Oh, he's back.
Yeah, we're there. We're here.
All right. Well, it got a little bit quieter, so let's see on this.
All right. Well, let's hope now it's a little
Brad.
Less noisy, you may continue, Sir Rev.
Oh, thank you. All right, Brad, let's do this. In which animated TV show is there a local fast food restaurant called the Chum Bucket?
SpongeBob.
Yes. Which constellation represents a hunter with weapons?
Okay.
Jack Black voices Poe in what animated family comedy?
Kung Fu Panda.
Yes. Foo Fighters had a late 90s hit song titled Learn to What?
Pass.
Frank Sinatra was buried with a bottle of what whiskey?
Jack Daniels.
Yes. What car did Chevrolet design the Camaro to compete with in 1966? What is the body's process of breaking down food called?
Digestion?
Yes. Beginning with S, what is the real first name of MC Hammer?
Steve.
No.
Sam.
No.
Sean.
No. Cheese Whiz made its debut in what decade?
50, 60, 70.
50s, yes. What is water in its solid form called?
Ice.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct. And yes, I did write that question before we had our very scintillating ice chat earlier today.
Yeah.
You brought it on yourself.
He also did get one incorrect, but I think you just assumed that it was correct, but he was wrong.
Which one?
The first question, I think?
Yeah, no. The first one he got correct.
What was it? What was the question?
In which animated TV show is there a local fast food restaurant called the Chum Bucket?
He did not get that right. At least from my understanding, he didn't get it right, and you just gave it to him. He got it slightly right, but it's not completely right.
All right, cool, whatever.
I'm just saying.
You know, I know you're just saying. You always just say.
Well, listen, it benefits me if you give him an extra thing right, but I want to be at least fair. You know, I mean, if you called, like, for instance, a story, if you said, hey, what's that story with the three kids and the three girls and the three boys, and you said, oh, it's the show, it's called The Brady, you'd be wrong. It's not The Brady. You know, it's the Brady Bunch.
But would you say the Bradys? Would that count?
No, see, technically, wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. So, I mean, I see what you're saying, but I still hate you, so it doesn't matter.
So we'll see if it makes a difference, is all I'm saying.
Well, Steve says the same thing. Well, then I'll have to not give it to him then, I guess, because we'll have to change the rules on the fly.
Listen, however you want to do it, I'm just saying you kind of broke your own rules because you are usually particular about these things.
Yeah, well, to be perfectly honest, I just wanted to get on with the game and get done with it because of...
you're just done? You're done with all of it?
Well, I mean, Brad was a little loud there and I was just kind of over it, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, Steve, the rules bent a little bit, but I mean, yeah, whatever. Are you ready?
All right.
In which animated TV show is there a local fast food restaurant called the Chum Bucket?
Make sure you don't say that fast.
That's for sure.
Family Guy?
No.
SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yes. Which constellation represents a hunter with weapons?
Orion.
Yes. I love Jack Black voices Poe in what animated family comedy?
Kung Fu Panda.
Yes. Foo Fighters had the late 90s hit song titled Learn to What?
Fly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra was buried with a bottle of what whiskey?
I mean, Jack Daniels?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Which car...
I did.
Which car did Chevrolet design the Camaro to compete with in 1966?
The Mustang.
Yes. What is the body's process of breaking down food called?
Pooping.
No.
Digestion.
Yes. Beginning with S, what is the real first name of MC Hammer?
Stanley.
Whoa, yeah. Cheese Whiz made its debut in what decade?
50s.
Yes.
Oh.
What is water in its solid form called?
Ice?
Yes! And Steve, well, you avoided all controversy by getting a perfect 10 and winning!
Nice job, Steve.
All I do is
yeah, sorry, Brad.
No matter what, fuck, I got money on
it's all right.
I can never get enough. Every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. Too legit to quit.
Whoa.
And they stay there.
I don't know how you knew Stanley.
Stanley Burrell.
You know his last name, too?
I don't know why I do.
Yeah, that's you just, like, rattled that right off.
That's pretty amazing.
When he was a kid, he was a bat boy for the Oakland A's.
Really?
Oh, I was kind of into MC Hammer, clearly.
Okay, well, I guess I have to stop the MC Hammer question.
Yeah, he knows a lot about that.
My knowledge kind of ends there.
Okay, well, I mean, still, that was really three good factoids that I would use for questions.
Did you know that, BJ?
I did know he was a bat boy now that you reminded me.
Yes.
I just knew that he became a pastor after the MC Hammer stuff. That's all I knew about it.
That I don't think I knew.
Didn't he go for a little bit of a run where he was trying to be like a gangster rapper for a minute?
I have no idea.
This is a very tragic behind the music. Not tragic in that anyone died. I'm sure people did. I mean, that's just everyone had deals with death in their life.
Yeah.
But
But his was just all about he just wanted to give money to all of his friends and family and employed all of them to the point where he went broke.
I remember that one.
That was pretty epic.
Yeah.
It's like his heart was in the right place. His wallet wasn't thinking very clearly.
So much on that. Well, congratulations on your perfect end, sir.
Thank you.
Nice job, Steve.
Perfect.
Got a new study found out since we're talking about MC Hammer that we use music to cheer ourselves up an average of 2 times a week.
Times a day?
I was going to say every day.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and 25% of the people say, yeah, because, you know, with the pandemic, it's been really even more important to be throwing music in there. So I'm with you. I think, you know, you're getting it more than just, a couple times a week.
I was going to say, see, for me, it's not even pandemic related. I just get in my car in the morning. I'm so tired and I just throw on some, like, one of my feel good playlists and my entire drive to work is fantastic.
You have a feel good playlist?
Oh, yeah.
See, I have a couple playlists that came from, like, we made playlists when we would go to the Classic, that hockey tournament in Spokane, because we would have access to a Bluetooth on the party bus,
sure.
the Lion Pride party bus. So we would just, spend weeks sending each other ideas, and there's, like, just a crap ton of, like, just random, like, fun hip-hop-y, like, EDM, but I remember, like, a lot of Mac Miller and a lot of, like, just ridiculous stuff, but, like, I'll sometimes grab that to put me in a good mood. But I was trying to think of, like, what's the most recent song that, like, instantly put me in a good mood. And Danny actually sent it to me because I didn't even know they did this. And BJ, you should check it out. It's a cover of Weezer's My Name is Jonas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done by Taking Back Sunday, which is a fun band.
Oh, really?
And they did it pretty true. Usually I'm, like, not into the whole, like, doing something completely true to the original. You should kind of make it feel like your own. But Taking Back Sunday already had that vibe anyway. So I don't feel like it didn't. It really worked well for their cover because it just sounded like them.
Wow, yeah, I'll have to check that out because I like that tune.
Oh, it's so good. They did such a great job on the cover. They just put it out, and I'm like, just do a cover of the entire record.
Really? They should.
Yeah.
You know what? I have no problem with that. You know, I can't get enough Weezer as it is. Loving their new album.
And I've been listening to Breaking Waves, that podcast that we have here on Odyssey, and Brian Castle hosted, and a bunch of great luminaries from the Seattle area talk about the Seattle music scene. And the last episode really kind of went into the whole Pearl Jam, the debut record, or just a lot of those records that came out around the early 90s for the Seattle music scene. And so I was just spending a lot of time listening to Pearl Jam's 10 again. And you just forget how much you love the record because you just, you know, there's so many other things to listen to. I never even think about going back to listen to it. But because of that podcast, I've been listening to it, and it instantly put me in a great mood.
I think, and it's so well done, by the way. And, Breaking Waves, you can get on the Odyssey app. Also, you can get it wherever you can get podcasts. But, man, boy, is that a well done podcast. I knew stuff, but I still didn't realize just how Andrew Wood was the big star. Like, everybody thought he was going to be the big star, Andy Wood. And, you know, obviously, tragically, that didn't happen.
Right, but before the record came out, it tragically didn't happen, too. It was just terrible.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They got the deal. They got whatever it was. And, I mean, you know, what would life have been like? I mean, when you think about it, what would the entire Seattle sound have been like if, indeed, Andrew didn't pass away? And like everybody thought, you know, he and Mudhoney were just going to go on and become, like, you know, a big hit.
Well, Mudhoney wasn't his band.
Mudhoney
was talked about a lot because a lot of people thought that was going to be the big band coming out of Seattle. Like, they would play, they were playing, like, the Seattle Coliseum, you know, and other towns they wouldn't have, but, like, in Seattle, they were the S. And it, obviously, like, they've done well, but not as well as people were thinking they would as a career. Yeah, it's a fun listen, man. I'm glad that you're listening to the podcast. I think about that a lot. Like, what would have this music scene been like if Andrew Wood didn't pass away? Like, would Mother Love Bone have continued? You know, you don't know how bands are. Maybe, like, he would have went solo. Who knows? And then, you know, it's like that, was it the butterfly effect when things happen?
Yep. Yes.
So, like, if he was still around, there would be no Pearl Jam. And, like, that's a crazy thing to think of. Like, what would have the Seattle music scene been without that? You know, and then also you wouldn't have had, like, the collaboration between Cornell and Temple of the Dog with the members of now Pearl Jam. Like, a lot of things happened that were pretty amazing, and that just shows the power of Andrew Wood and the love that they had. Like, he still created great art in his passing, unintentionally, but because of all these bands that were so inspired by him.
And again, it's called Breaking Waves Seattle, and it is on the Odyssey app, and you can get it wherever you get podcasts. It is a great, great story of the Seattle music scene and how it all got started. And fascinating stuff, stuff that you, like even Steve, you said you've learned stuff you didn't even know and you've been a big follower for your pretty much your whole life.
I didn't know a lot about the animosity towards Sub Pop Records that was going on because I didn't live here during that time. So to me, being an outsider, I was obsessed with Sub Pop and CZ Records, which I talked about in the podcast, like these independent labels that were distributing the music of the Seattle sound. And I did not know that there were certain people that had ill will towards Sub Pop because, in a way, and I, as an outsider, they did. I thought Sub Pop was a massive. They kind of controlled the Seattle music scene in a sense. In my, they're putting on all the great music, but for some people locally, like, oh man, they kind of monopolized things and took credit for things that they shouldn't have.
Damn.
So it's a really interesting listen. I could listen to a whole documentary now about Sub Pop because it's like, wow, that's some stuff I did not know.
So check it out on the Odyssey app. That's, of course, where you get a lot of cool stuff, including our show and our podcast as well. A-U-D-A-C-Y, that is the Odyssey app. Get it wherever you get your apps on your app store. It is time for Listener on the Loose. This is where you get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about. We got your calls. We got your texts. We'll take those at 920 on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It is Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Spartan Plumbing. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. This is the time. You know what? This is your time. That's right. You get to do whatever you want as long as you follow Steve's rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ. It's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. I kind of stumbled because as I was saying, this is your time. I thought of that stupid Carlos Correa of the Astros. He's been doing that, pointing to his wrist with he's got a watch on there going, it's my time, it's my time. Oh. Every time he does something good.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. And by the way, he's good. So he does something good a lot.
Did he say it's clobbering time?
I wish he would. I mean, you know, he's, you know what, man? The dude is a good player and he gets flamboyant when he does something good. It's like, you know, it's like an end zone celebration mm-hmm. in baseball, if you will. Every time he gets a hit, he just points to his watch and all the players do some sort of thing. So I really, you know, I can't be mad at the guy except he's on the wrong team.
You'd love him if he was on your team.
Exactly.
I wish more baseball players would start doing that. I know there's a few now. Like, was it Tatis from San Diego?
Yes.
Like that are actually looking like they're having fun playing a sport, which I think is such a crazy idea. Like, that you would be enjoying playing a sport for a living. But, like, some people get so hell-bent and, like, get their panties in a wad over, like, a player looking like they're having fun.
Yeah, and I don't know if you probably haven't been following it, but a lot of folks now have seen what the Red Sox tradition was this year. Every time somebody hit a home run, they would give them a ride in the laundry cart from one end of the dugout to the other. And then they did a whole piece on it because they're just like, these guys are having fun like little kids. And they even did it when they lost last night. They only got one run. It was on a home run.
Yeah.
They still did the laundry cart ride, even though the Astros were kicking their butt, because you got to have fun, even in the midst of anything. Don't forget, a little fun is helpful.
And the series isn't over. So, I mean, you got to keep that mentality going.
Yeah, exactly. And the dude pushing the cart is a guy that unfortunately doesn't get to play because they acquired him too late. So he really helped him get into the playoffs. And then the rules say he couldn't play. But they said, would you like to at least push the cart and be in the dugout with us? And he was like, I sure would. You know,
that's
so it's
awesome.
He's like a little kid doing it. It's like this dude would love to be playing, but he can't because of rules. And so, yeah, you're right, Steve. A lot more players should be like that. And I, you know, and that's why I get mad when those end going, when they really take the fun out of like the NFL. It's like, really? Are you going to penalize guys for that? Come on.
Sounds like, Megs, I'm surprised you're still on the air. I'm shocked you're not watching Crown Jewel, the WWE pay-per-view. It's a very good point. I mean, why would I be watching that on my phone?
Oh, you
while the show's
that.
Going on.
It's a Hell in a Cell match with Edge and Seth Rollins going on.
Are you
live
serious?
Right now.
Okay.
That's basically on my phone.
Okay. Of course you are. Listen, I can't throw stones. I was just informed by by Caesar that apparently Dune is at 3 o'clock today.
Yeah, he texted us. He said, "Hey, are you going to be watching it, BJ? I'll be watching it on my 85-inch TV."
I know. He always has to go tell me how big his TV is.
No, there's nothing humble about that brag.
No, not at all.
No.
Caesar, every time he's on vacation, every time he gets a new piece of electronics, he's always like, "Hey, BJ, I'm in Mexico with my wonderful wife with this beautiful view." Yeah, okay.
He always finds a way to like send me a message and be like, "Hey, how are you liking your TV?" Because you know I got a bigger TV, you know, when I got my new house. And I'm like, "Oh, it's awesome." And he goes, "Yeah, check mine out." And this is like 20 inches bigger or whatever it is. It's like, I'm like, "Thanks. Thanks for the reminder."
Yeah,
you have a very large
thanks,
TV pal. There, Caesar.
But I didn't
get to watch the Browns beat the Broncos on it tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
You are not sorry.
I'm sorry. I love Caesar.
Yeah. But this was a treat because I really didn't know I would get to watch Dune today, so I'm probably going to watch a little Dune today.
So it's on HBO Max.
Yeah. Yeah, HBO Max. You can see it in the theaters probably, I don't know, sometimes they do put movies out on Thursdays as well, so I don't know.
Yeah, there will be a couple of Thursdays, I feel, but yeah, for the most part.
It's a tough one.
Today is Thursday, so yeah. Sorry. Yeah. My whole brain, I was like, "Oh, yeah, it is coming out on Wednesday?" No, it's today, yeah, so there are some today.
It's a tough one. It looks epic. I think maybe if I really, really like it, I'll go see it on the big screen because, I mean, that's just the way, you know, epic movies and you know, should be seen. But people are really saying good things about it, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed, you know, that that Dune turns out to be as good as they say it is.
It's a long one, too. 2 hours, 35 minutes.
Nope, run pee, baby.
Wow. Well, or
I don't even know
my couch.
Have that one yet.
I mean,
pause button.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The
pause pee, baby.
Yeah. All right, so 3 o'clock I'm waiting for. All right, that's awesome. Yeah, and that means that I'll have to pause Squid Game, which I've been watching, and man, is that everyone's right. That's a great show. Oh, my gosh, is that such a good show.
So going back to Dune, 87% on the tomato meter.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
So that's
all
a
right.
Good sign.
That's a very good sign.
And that's for the critics. Obviously, there's no audience score because it hasn't been put out yet.
I feel like, you know, the what do you have to compare it to? The movie? The other movie that was done with Kyle MacLachlan?
Yeah, is this a reboot? Or, like, what is this? Do I need to watch other Dunes to be able to enjoy this Dune?
You don't have to, no.
Okay, good.
No. And the first one was done by David Lynch.
Yeah, he's weird.
Yeah, exactly. He's weird, and he tried to kind of keep a semblance of, like, coherency to it. But it's a very confusing movie, and then the end kind of turns almost into a montage because you kind of ran out of time. So it's a good movie. People like it, but there's many, 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 many flaws to it.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people are excited for this new one because it has, like, a ridiculous all-star cast.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's, like, Timothy Chalamet, Oscar Isaac, Josh Brolin, Jason Momoa, Zendaya, Dave Bautista, Javier Bardem. It's supposed to be, like, one of the best movies of the year.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a big, big, big epic.
Well, maybe I need to check it out this weekend.
Yeah.
Which is amazing that
maybe.
It's...
maybe?
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you're not watching Cocomelon...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how much a toddler's going to help or going to want to watch Dune.
Yeah, hopefully it's just... I mean, I've been, you know, there aren't too many HBO Max blockbusters that would come out from Warner Brothers that I've really liked on HBO Max, so this could be the first
Wonder
one.
Wonder Woman,
like,
you love that one.
Wonder Woman! Poke the bear? Why?
I didn't know what Dune was, so I had to ask Joe, because I thought it was a video game. And then he's like, "No, Danny, that's Doom."
Yeah, that's Doom.
I think
they made a video game for Dune, though, didn't they?
Well, I'm sure they must have made some
video
games.
It's got like a video game vibe to it.
There are board games that have been made for Dune, that I know, but I don't know about video games.
I could have sworn there was a video game.
But you might be confusing it with Doom, Steve. You really might
not.
There are, but they look like really crappy ones.
Yeah, they're old, like, real-time strategy games.
They're the PC CD-ROM version.
Oh, I was thinking like Atari era of Dune.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Or Genesis or something. I don't know.
There was one for the Sega CD, and this is the one we're talking about, and it really wasn't great.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
I'm not gonna see any of it anyways.
You know what show I did finally start to watch?
And what's that?
We're only one episode in, so I take it with a grain of salt, but really dug it, was La Brea.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. I forgot about La Brea.
I totally forgot.
Okay.
How could you forget?
Well, I did.
That's a fair reason. I mean, I can't argue that.
And you're liking it?
First episode was great. Yeah, really interesting show. I mean, I don't know. It's hard, though, because a lot of times you just want to think, like, oh, this is like, is this another Lost? But they even, like say that during the show, like, almost like a nod to, like, the fact that people are probably going to just assume it's Lost.
Oh, okay.
So that was kind of funny. But it's a really interesting premise, and I'm curious to see what happens in the next episode. I mean, that's all you could ask for on a show that's episodic like that.
Does it start on a plane? Manifest and Lost both started on planes.
Didn't start on a plane, but it's okay. There's a sinkhole, and this is premise. I'm not spoiling anything, but like the people that go through the sinkhole are now in a different reality.
Oh,
that
kind of makes sense. Kind of like that.
And it sounds like they're like 10,000 BC is where they've ended up or something.
Oh, Land of the Lost.
Yeah, some people joked about that as well, I saw.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, so far so good, though.
I think when I'm done with Squid Game, I'll be ready to binge watch a little bit of that. So, hey, Vicky, would you send me an email? Watch La Brea?
No.
Because I totally forgot all about it. Thanks, buddy.
It looks like it's a pretty short season. It was like 6 episodes?
Makes sense.
There are only 4 episodes in, I think, at this point. So I have no idea.
There might only be 6 episodes total, according to IMDb, which is a quick season.
I think that's what they got to do. With shows, they really need to give you a 6 episode. And that way they can see if people really like it. And that's not a big commitment on my part in case they don't.
That would be interesting because it's not often that a network television show would only do something less than 10 episodes.
Right?
I agree. It's a little weird.
It's very Netflix-y.
Yeah, I wish they did that with Debris because maybe people would have liked that show better, or at least they would have known in 6 episodes, and I wouldn't have made all this multi-episode commitment to a show that's canceled.
Oh, how dare they?
I'm so bummed, dude. It's just that's why I don't trust NBC. That's why I was like, I didn't give Manifest a chance until it went to Netflix. So so now La Brea is that what network's that on?
NBC. You're watching on Peacock as well.
Oh my God, it's NBC. I'm so mad at them.
They're doomed. I know.
Yeah, because it's Universal. They run the Sci-Fi Network, and there's shows on the Sci-Fi Network that they piss me off about. So, all right, NBC.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a long history of them just canceling shows that I give my heart and soul to. But all right. All right, so listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got more of your calls, more of your texts. We'll take those at 936 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Texts are coming in. Somebody just said, hey, I need some advice from you guys. My four-year-old is my stepson. He's 4 years old now, and he still sucks his thumb. We're trying our hardest to stop him when we see him, but his mom also gets mad at us because she says it's not a big deal. At what age do you guys think thumb sucking should stop?
32.
I was going to say, I think I was around 35 when I stopped sucking my thumb.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a good or bad thing. It used to be dentally, it wasn't a good thing. I remember they used to say, you would wreck your teeth or something.
I know the doctor dentist was saying, like with my little brother, that he needs to stop using a bottle or a pacifier by the time he's like 3. Oh. So I feel like that would affect his mouth and stuff. So talk to your doctor. And I think that's about the age.
That's always the person that can get you to tell your spouse they're wrong. The professional.
Or the ex. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you also tell a kid not to do something, they're going to do it more. Because my little brother has this thing right now where he will pick his nose, make eye contact, pick his nose, look at you, show you the bug, and then eat it while maintaining eye contact. And we tell him to stop. That's
gross.
We
learned it by watching you. You do that to us every morning.
It's really good.
I know, but like my parents aren't appreciative that he learned this from me. Yeah, and we're trying to get him to stop, I guess. But he just does it more. He's like, oh, you like that? I'm going to do it again.
I'm glad, like, Tatum just seems to, like, be a mini-me for Sid. Like, whatever Sid does, she wants to try. Like, if Sid's doing, like, a weird stretching thing in the house, she lifts her leg up and she's putting her head on the ground and, like, trying to do all those things. She never tries to duplicate anything that I do, which is a good thing. Sometimes I'm, like, you know, just picking my nose, scratching my boys. It's like, she's like, nah, Dad, you're not interesting to me.
She doesn't fart?
She does fart,
okay,
yes.
So
and also giggles when she farts.
Yeah.
Like Dad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, although, that's it.
Her thing is she does suck her thumb, and we're not worried about it. Great, she's only 2. I mean, it's like not too concerned. But her like security blanket is sucking her thumb, and then her other arm has to work its way into mom's shirt, and she just holds mom's like boob.
So once again, she does copy you in different things.
Yeah, that's pretty much like her.
Yeah, one's got the left, one's got the right, and we both just sit there and watch television.
That's a good family scene. You should get a painting. Get a portrait done.
The Christmas picture.
You know, the family photographer denied taking that picture. We're like, this is us in our natural element.
And Lulu just laying across her lap.
Yeah. It was like, what's wrong with this family? Yeah. I'm not birthed into this family. They're weird.
Yeah, the dog is the only sane one, apparently.
But I was like, at what point do we try and wean her off of that? Because like, when we're in public, you have to like kind of like keep her arm at bay. Because she's just, like, working her way towards the shirt, trying to pull the shirt down. And I'm just, like, watching this, like, how's this going to unfold?
Yeah,
this
is, yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, Ed, I remember sucking my thumb. Probably, I was old enough to remember sucking my thumb. Mm. So I had to be around 4-ish, 5-ish or something. And the way that my parents got me to stop is that they put Band-Aids on my thumb. So that when I put my thumb in my mouth, the taste was so nasty that I didn't want to do it. And I like it was almost like they shackled me into like not sucking my thumb.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, like, here, you want to suck your thumb? Go ahead. It's gonna be nasty.
Yeah, I used to have a Patza until I was probably like 3. And the way that my mom got me to stop was I got really sick one time. It was just like the flu or something. Uh-huh. But I threw up and my mom was like, oh, it's the Patza. It made you get sick. You can't do it. And so after that, like throwing up is kind of like.
What's a Patza?
All right,
pacifier kind of thing.
Yeah. Sorry, that was what we called it.
I was like, I thought you were trying to say pasta, and I'm like, what's going on here?
Pasta. You guys weren't all hanging around Danny when he was like 2? Come on, how do you not know this?
I love pasta,
but I never wanted to do it again. It was kind of the same thing of like when you get food poisoning and you throw up and you don't want to eat that food for a while,
or like when you get older and you have tequila too much one night.
It
takes you about 10 years until you want to even try it again.
Forever. Bananas.
So, well, there we go. We've learned that you need to lie to the children. You need to put Band-Aids all over them and somehow get the doctor to say that everything that you know your ex is doing is wrong for the child.
I went online to see what kind of stuff they have for it. Like, I thought like maybe that nail polish for like people who bite their nails to prevent them from doing it. But they have, at this point, just put a cone on your kid like you would a dog. It's like a weird brace you put on their elbow so they can't put their hand in their mouth.
Oh, that's weird.
Just put the cone on. I feel like that would be a little bit more.
I can't believe that's even sold.
Right. It's called the Nip It Hand Stopper. And they also have like these other weird contraptions to put on the hands. Like,
That almost looks like those masks people wear, like instead of a face mask, like those clear masks.
Yeah. But it's a thumb mask.
It's a thumb mask.
All right, then.
That's like $50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in the wrong business.
See,
but who's buying it?
People who have their first kids.
People who are tired of their kids sucking their thumb, I guess.
I got to imagine at least like once every few months, they're like, holy crap, we sold another one. But it's not like, I don't think those things are flying off the shelves.
It just reminds me there's a gif out there of a kid trying to eat an ice cream cone, but he's wearing those little water wings and he can't get there. Like, just buy some water wings and put them on your kid and it should help it.
There you go.
That arm one's so trippy. That just seems so old. Like, I remember when my grandfather would watch me back when I was a little kid and he realized I was a lefty. In those days, like, being a lefty was like considered not a good thing.
Yeah.
No. So he took rope and tied it to the back of my like belt loop on my belt, like that on your pants, and he tied my left arm behind my back and he would just let me exist around his house while mom wasn't around with my arm tied on my back, like for hours.
Oh,
so he was basically forcing me to learn how to use my right hand. And I love my grandfather. Like, it was, I don't know why, like, this was just like a big thing for him until my mom found out. And I've never seen my mom get mad at her dad except for that time. And I was young enough. I still remember that to my day, to this day. Like, I learned a lot of different words that day from mom because she was not happy. But he was doing that for weeks.
Yeah, you can't mess with. That's the other thing you can't do is mess with the kids of your kids. You're just not going to do that. You just at least it was within the family, you know. So she felt like she could yell at her own dad about it.
Yeah,
but yeah, you learn quickly, especially with the mother. You do not do anything that the mother doesn't sign off on. You just don't. You're asking for trouble, and that's exactly what he was doing. He thought he knew better, and then he's all right. Well, you just got an earful there, Grandpa.
I do believe that was a big reason why I wouldn't say I'm ambidextrous, because I mean I can't like write with both hands, but like there's certain things I only do with my right hand and there's other things I only do with my left.
I don't
want to
know.
I play hockey righty style, drumming righty style.
Hockey.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, you know, like
euphemistic.
Turn to butter lefty, of course. You guys have churned butter in your house?
I use the
shake weight in my house.
Shake weight lefty. Yeah.
There's got to be other topics. Huh?
Baseball righty, bowl righty.
It's all fascinating. Yeah. Thank you, but I don't want to hear about how you know. Yeah. Oh, is it fascinating? Good, well, then you can go churn the butter with them, okay? I don't think that's fascinating.
Who doesn't love fresh butter?
Okay, that's lovely. Well, it is listeners on the loose. I didn't know it was also employees on the loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Vindication. Got a text that vindicates me my taste-making suggestions when it comes to food.
Mm. Oh, did somebody now? Is anybody on this show saying that whatever they're talking about, you were crazy for?
No, but I just like being vindicated. Because sometimes you throw things out, I'm like, man, I'm going to just get beat up on the text. When I suggested that going to the QFC to get sushi is actually a good call.
Oh yeah, everybody, I think everybody knows that, really. But they, they've done a good job over at the QFC. And I thought maybe it was just Mercer Island because everyone's fancy, but then you told me no, Puyallup is bringing it too.
Oh no, I'm talking about Renton, man. I don't even know if the Puyallup one's making it happen. It's the Renton one.
Oh, I didn't realize it was Renton. Okay.
They said, hey, I tried the Louisiana roll at the QFC, and Steve, you were right. That is my new favorite sushi roll.
Louisiana roll.
So that's the one with
crawfish on top.
Okay.
You have your favorite sushi joint around you at Puyallup, so therefore you don't have to go anywhere but your favorite sushi joint. Is that why you don't go to the QFC?
Yeah, I like to go to Renton for my QFC sushi. It's just a thing. No, the only reason why I know is because I play hockey sometimes over at Snow King Ice in Renton. And oddly enough, I agreed to play today solely because I wanted to stop at the QFC and get the Louisiana roll.
Dude, good call, man.
Good call.
And then they're like, we need a goalie. And I'm like, yeah, I can make it happen because it's kind of like a pain because then I hit traffic on the way home. So I love doing it, but sometimes it's just a pain in my butt to do it. But I'm like, I've been craving that role for a while. I'll play hockey, sure. And it's solely so that I can stop at the QFC afterwards and get the Louisiana roll.
Nice.
Which, if it's not there, I'm going to be so disappointed.
Oh.
You might hear about me on the 5 o'clock news.
No, you should ask them. A lot of times the sushi...
Yeah?
You can do it.
Sushi chefs.
I can't do it either. I'm all the time with that
That was bad. They'll make you what they don't have if they have the stuff there.
What, the QFC people?
Yeah, they've made it for me before because I got there early and I wanted spicy tuna. They didn't have spicy tuna, so they made me a roll.
Wow.
And I was like, all right, thank you, man.
Man, I didn't know you could. I didn't realize that they would do that for you like that there at QFC.
And they did it at the one in West Seattle. I don't know if they do it at all of them.
Well, if they don't, again, I'll be on the 5 o'clock news.
Fair enough.
Man destroys the QFC in Renton.
Wow.
All because a Louisiana roll was not available.
Yeah, but think of all the morning shows that get to run your video and talk about it like we
do.
When people
I'll do an interview and I'll talk about how I needed that roll in my mouth.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have a big question that needs to be answered right now. What do Ryan Castle and a napkin have in common? You're going to find out at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a napkin have in common?
White and probably has food on it somewhere.
Yeah. I can't argue with that description.
That's straight up today, BJ. No, that's a fact.
There you go. Putting a smile on my face like you do every day, buddy.
Someone said that both can be used to wipe up Steve's drool.
Oh, that's good.
Steve right. tucks both into his shirt on spaghetti night.
Oh.
No, no, I did that to Ryan. It's a weird visual.
Do love spaghetti night.
It's delicious.
Oh, wow. Okay, then. All righty.
It's not as good as meatloaf night, though.
No, not at all.
Oh, Mondays are the best nights, right?
We got a 28-year-old man who walked into a Waffle House, because right now Waffle House is the joint, apparently, for all sorts of weirdness. And Florida, of course, helping out.
Always.
He walked in with his dog, and he announced that he was there to rob the place, and he shouted, quote, "Get on the ground, y'all! Get robbed!" But he didn't appear to have a weapon, but he did raise his hands with his fingers out in the shape of a gun, so he did the finger gun thing. He also admitted that he was high and drunk. And the robbery, well, apparently all he wanted was napkins. So he basically finger guns, said, "Hey, there's going to be a robbery, y'all." And I walked out with a bunch of napkins and jumped in his vehicle and drove off.
Are you looking, dude, his mugshot picture is the greatest thing ever because he's rocking a SpongeBob SquarePants shirt.
Yeah. Oh, that's so awesome. Oh,
come on.
Stop
messing around.
We don't know why this all happened, but he is going to get charged with robbery. We don't know why Ryan Castle happened, but he's going to give you a 12-pack.
Poor parent.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
What'd you get your wife for Christmas? An ice maker. I mean, I don't know how she's going to take that. Is that a risky thing to do, like buying an appliance, like a vacuum cleaner?
See, that's an extravagant appliance. I feel like you should be okay with that.
You think?
It'd be like getting fancy, like, espresso machine. It's an appliance, but it's a luxury. It's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I would be happy if I got it. I'll tell you what. Buy it, and if she gives you grief, just give it to me. And then...
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.